presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky! Look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
And now, Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men, and who fights a never-ending battle against crime and injustice, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper. When we last saw Kent, he had assumed the familiar costume of Superman, and red cloak flying in the night wind, was speeding to the rescue of Lois Lane, star girl reporter, an unwilling passenger on a streamlined express bound for San Francisco. Walter Huffman, a dishonest dealer in jewels, and Hu Ling, his Chinese henchman, watch her constantly from an adjacent drawing room. But even as Superman spans the miles like some giant bird, the suspicion that all is not right creeps into Huffman's mind. As the train roars into the night, he and Hu Ling talk softly. Listen.
Hu Ling.
Yes, Huffman.
I have been thinking, Hu Ling. Thinking about that telegram Miss Lane tried to send.
It is said many men have been hanged because of a woman's cleverness. Beware, Huffman.
Yes, we are too close to our goal to let it slip through our fingers now. You realize what it means, Hu Ling? Once we have in our possession the 10 Chinese herbs described by the dragon's teeth, we will own, you and I, a medicine that will cure all disease.
But in the meantime, what about the girl?
I think it's best not to take any chances. That telegram she tried to send had gotten through. The police would have been waiting for us in San Francisco with open arms the moment this train pulled in. For all I know, that reporter Kent may have given the police orders to watch all trains.
Then what do you suggest?
The next stop is a place called Carson City. We arrive there in 10 minutes. You will get off with Miss Lane, hire or buy a car, and proceed the rest of the way by automobile.
A very clever idea, Huffman. Very clever.
See that our bags are packed and ready to go. I will take care of Miss Lane. Work quickly. There is no time to waste.
Meanwhile, high above the dark countryside, a figure leaps forward in curious flight, following the thin ribbons of steel that wind in and out of mountainous ravines and over towering trestles. Faster and ever faster, mocking even the wind in his flight.
I hope this isn't a wild goose chase. No, I'm certain it isn't. Lois never sent that wire ordering me back east. It was a fake. I should be sighting that train soon. It's somewhere here in the mountains, this side of Carson City. I'm almost sure Lois is on it. And if she is, that means Huffman is there, too. And Hu Ling. All I want with those two is 60 seconds. What was that? Sounded like a train whistle. Yes, it is. And I can see the train down below. Those flickering lights up ahead must be Carson City. Makes a stop there. I wonder whether I'd better wait until it pulls out of the station before boarding it as Clark Kent. And I'll just drop down a little closer and take a look. It's the Pacific Flyer, all right. The only train they could be on. I suppose I could get aboard now as well as any other time. Down! Down! Oh, just caught myself in time. There's a brakeman swinging a red lantern on the observation platform. Lucky thing he didn't see me. Well, now I'll have to wait until he pulls out of the station. Maybe it's best. He's slowing up. There. She's in the station. I'll drop down and hide behind the observation car until she starts rolling again. Down! Down! There, that does it. Yeah, I'm well hidden here. And the moment the train starts, I'll swing aboard. Lois will certainly be surprised to see me. Not to mention Walter Huffman. Train starting. The brakeman's probably left the observation platform by now. Yes, he has. Here we go, on board. Up.
Hu Ling. I have a feeling we did a wise thing leaving that train at Carson City.
Certainly no harm was done.
Well, it won't help you, Huffman. Nothing will help you. Sooner or later, men like you and that Chinaman in the back seat guess what's coming to them.
You must not lose control of your temper, Miss Lane. The sun is hot, and we have a long trip across the open plains. 300 miles. Conserve your energy.
It is said that anger is poison to the blood.
Oh, if you don't stop telling me what's said, I'll... Oh, what's the use? There's no sense trying to talk to either of you. You're not human beings, you're beasts.
Those are very unkind words, Miss Lane. Have we not treated you with the utmost courtesy?
Of course you have, telling everyone I was crazy.
Well, that, unfortunately, was unavoidable. You will admit, if you are at all fair, that it was clever, no?
Not clever, Huffman. Diabolical. You've got the mind of a devil, Huffman.
You are very complimentary, Miss Lane. I do not deserve it.
You deserve everything that's coming to you, and more. And you'll get it.
Perhaps. Put a close that window, Miss Lane. The dust is blowing in.
Well, you were warned about that. Remember, the man you bought the car from said there might be a dust storm.
You're not worried, are you?
No, not the least bit.
Good. I admire women who have courage. Yes. Yeah. It does seem to be blowing up. Keep your eyes open for road markers. We don't want to lose our way.
Oh, this is your little party, Huffman. Keep your own eyes open.
My name is Clark Kent. See these credentials? This press card. I'm a newspaper man with the Daily Planet.
I'm sorry, sir, but we ain't allowed to give out no information about passengers.
But this young lady was a personal friend of mine.
That don't make no difference, sir. Huh.
Now, does this make any difference?
$10 bill. Yes, sir.
All right. Now, tell me what I want to know. Was the young lady answering the description I gave you on board this train?
Yes, sir. She the one who got bets in the belfry.
What?
She kind of crazy.
Who told you that?
The gentleman traveling with her. He said I wasn't to pay no mind if she come out with something queer.
Oh, this gentleman who was traveling with her, Porter, did he have an accent?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. And was there a Chinaman with him?
Sure enough.
Where are they now? On this train?
No, sir. They done got off at Carson City.
With the young lady?
Yes, sir.
I've got to go after them.
Yeah, but we don't make no stop till we get to Pine Valley. That's a good 2-hour run.
Yes, I know. Well, thanks. Thanks a lot, Porter.
Yes, sir. You're welcome, sir. Yes, sir. You're sure not well.
Pine Valley. Every second counts now. As it is, I may not be able to pick up their trail. Oh, why didn't I board the train before it reached Carson City? Well, no sense crying over spilled milk. Got to get off this train the same way I got on, through the observation platform. Here we are. Good thing it's empty. Yeah. Nobody's watching me. Now I can drop Clark Kent.
For Superman. You slipped through this time, Huffman. But it won't be for long. Up! Up! And away!
This storm is getting pretty bad. How far back do we get off the road, Miss Lane?
Well, I don't know. I told you this is your little party. You go ahead and run it.
I can't see with the dust blowing against the windshield. I have to go out and look around.
You will need some assistance, Huffman.
No, Ling, stay where you are. I will be right back.
Only a fool who thinks he's clever would have started out in the face of warnings.
It is not for you to criticize.
I know. It is said that only a critic can criticize.
Well, I'd better hold your tongue, young lady.
I can't find the road. The dust is blinding.
Yeah. Now, Mr. Smart Aleck, what's the next
thing? Keep quiet, Miss Lane. I'm in no humor for choking.
Well, what do we do? Sit here and let the dust bury us alive?
We keep going as long as we can, across the plain.
Well, if you'd listen to that man back in Carson City,
Why must we be subjected to our Huffman? Must she continue with us?
No. You wouldn't dare.
Who could tell?
Well, maybe it'd be better if we turned back.
Back there. They have lost all sense of direction. There's nothing but dust and more dust and that wind.
Yeah, but how much longer can we keep going this way? For all you know, we're moving in circles.
I told you to keep quiet. First, by the minute.
What happened?
The car stalled. We are carrying too big a load.
What does that mean?
It means we cannot continue carrying so big a load.
Do as I suggested, Huffman.
Oh, no.
I am sorry, Miss Lane. There is no other way.
Oh, no. No, you can't leave me here in this storm. I'll suffocate. The dust...
There is no choice. The car must be light.
But I'm not very heavy.
It is not you alone. Fu Ling must remain behind, too.
You do not mean that, Hoffman?
I mean it. With only one in the car, there may be a chance.
It's not human. Oh, please. Please don't leave us behind, Hoffman.
I have helped you get the jail, Hoffman. It is because of Fu Ling that you have the dragon's teeth.
I know, Fu Ling, but there's nothing else to do.
No, you cannot do this.
Put down that knife, Fu Ling. I have a gun.
If one must live, it will be Fu Ling.
He struck him on the head.
It was my life or his. I'd carry him out and leave him here with you. You'll be all right shortly. Step from the car, Miss Lane.
Oh, no. No, please.
Step from the car.
Hoffman.
Goodbye, Miss Lane. And good luck.
Oh, no. No. No, come back. Come back. Come back. Come back.
Lost in the blinding horror of a dust storm, Lois, panic-stricken, watches the car vanish into the night. Alone, with only the unconscious Fu Ling crumpled at her feet. Can Superman find her on the endless prairie? Don't forget to tune in next time for another thrill-packed episode with Superman.
Tune in the next thrilling installment of the transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky, look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman! Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.